Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Selecting from a field of four highly qualified candidates, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly appointed Nikiski resident Peter Ribbons to fill District 3 on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. Ribbons carried a 5-3 vote for the appointment. Four candidates submitted applications, attended interview sessions, and presented to the Assembly before the Assembly vote on Tuesday night. Ribbons received 5 first ballot votes from the Assembly members. Heidi Covey received 3 votes. Other candidates included William Hubler and Lenora Neeson. Ribbons stated his desire to serve the Nikiski community and the Kenai Peninsula Borough.
I'm committed to working for the Nikiski constituency and the Kenai Peninsula Borough in general to craft a great future supporting both objectives. The borough is currently facing significant social and economic challenges. Among these challenges, providing quality, essential services with healthy revenue sources is arguably the greatest. Personal freedoms are a critical element of why Kenai residents are so passionate about the state, and I'm committed to evaluating all assembly decisions with those freedoms as a primary focus.
Ribbons' profile lists his current occupation as senior environmental professional with the Inside Environmental and lists numerous community service and volunteer positions. In advance of the confirmation vote, Kenai Representative Richard Dvorkian voiced his concern that the people submitting comment in support of the candidates through text, email, and other communications supported a different candidate.
If you tallied the emails and laydown comments like I did tonight, you would note that Heidi has 4 times the supportive comments of the next closest candidate. We are here to represent the constituents of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, and we should respect their wishes and appoint the candidate that the majority of their community contacted us about.
Tyson Cox, Assembly Vice President, countered, explained that the support submitted to the Assembly does not necessarily represent the majority of District 3. The final vote was approved by the Assembly 5-3. Peter Ribbons was sworn in and seated following the vote and immediately began his service on the Assembly. Ribbons will serve on the Assembly until the regular election in October of 2023. The Alaska House on Wednesday elected Republican Representative Kathy Tilton as Speaker. Tilton was elected on a 26-14 vote with Independents Bryce Edgman, Dan Ortiz, and Josiah Patanuk, and Democrats Andy Story and Neil Foster voting with Republicans to support her. Representative Kathy Tilton.
Thank you for the honor of nominating me to be the Speaker of the House. I want to let every member of the House know that it is my intent to treat every member fairly in this body and to bring the respect and decorum to this House that it deserves, to bring the public's respect to this House.
Tilton, who is from Wasilla, is a former House Republican minority leader. In brief remarks on the floor Wednesday, she says she was excited to get started this session with the work facing lawmakers. The new legislative session began Tuesday. And on Tuesday, on the Senate side, the Senate chose Senator Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, as Senate President without objection. Stevens is part of a 17-member bipartisan coalition in the 20-person Senate. Stevens, after being elected.
Thank you for your trust in me, for your willingness to allow me to serve as President. It's a heady responsibility, and I accept it with humility and dedication to this institution and to all of you as state senators who represent the people of Alaska. Alaskans have great expectations for us to get along, to work across party lines, to accomplish the important and wise public policies that face us.
Tuesday was marked with ceremony, including the swearing-in of lawmakers. The Alaska Department of Transportation is looking for the public's opinion on its possible summer ferry schedule. The state's Marine Highway System's tentative schedule is set to run May 1st through September 30th. The department is also inquiring about special events that could affect the scheduling. Folks have until January 26th to send in written comments. Coming up, we'll take a look at these stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.